תפילה ולימוד כנגד דבר במקום צועה. Right? Praying and learning Torah in a place to receive this כנגד ערווה, in front of nakedness. כן? We'll learn what that means exactly. Or מקום צועה, a place of excrement or anything else which is dirty or stinky or ratty. כן? We'll see all the הלכות in this. נקיות לדברים שבקדושה. So we'll see a general thing. It says in the Torah, כי השם אלוהיך מתארך בקרם אחריך, הצילך from אויביך, I forgot exactly the words, היה מחנך הקדוש, ולכן הדבר, שם מאחוריך, it says in the verse, Hashem is going amongst you in your, when Am Yisrael goes to the war, Hashem is amongst you in your camps, right? And to save you from all your enemies, and your camps should be holy, and you should not be shown in your camps anything of immodesty, because then Hashem will go back and not be with you.
Immodesty or excrement or whatever.
Okay, right. Because like a person who goes to the bathroom, the Torah teaches, he has, the person who has to go number two, he has to cover his stuff and not just to leave it around there.
Go out
and care. Okay. Ted, tell the chal azanechal. Because it says, you have to have a special vessel to dig.
A little shovel. Okay. My brother-in-law saved.
Yeah?
He was in the Cape of War. And he said he had to go, and his best buddy was in like a foxhole. And he said, I have to go. He says, where are you going? He says, I gotta go to the bathroom. He says, don't you see what's flying over us? All these bullets and missiles and whatever. You go out, you're gonna be dead. He says, no, not gonna go. He went out, and he did his stuff, and he came back.
So the pasuk means the meaning of this pasuk is that a person has to be careful with its tzniut, anything which has to do with modesty. Okay, we'll learn all the details. In the places where there's kedusha, like learning Torah or praying, right? To make sure there's no excrement also and no nakedness in front of him. And it's a isul d'oraisa. It's a isul d'oraisa that we'll see. It's not stam chumos de rabbanan or whatever, it's good to do it. No, this is a must isul. First of all, is chatzitza ben alev la'erva. It needs to have chatzitza, a break, a barrier between the heart and one's elva. Elva in English?
It's private parts.
Yeah? Okay. No, because he's recording. I want everyone to understand what's going on. Whoever hears the show.
We could use another word, but I won't.
No, the setup. He's supposed to use clean words also.
Right.
מלבד האיסור שקיים בראיית ערווה בעיניו, alongside with this issue that a person is not supposed to see his own or others' private organs, right? Private parts. יחמירו חזר שגם ליבו לא יראה את הערווה, שעה שעוסק בדבר של קדושה, חזר, teaches that also the heart should not see his private parts in a time where he's dealing with the holy things. Dehainu, meaning that he has to have a barrier, a break between his heart and
separation.
A separation between his heart and his private parts. ולכן, אם אינו לובש מכנסיים או חגורה על חלוקו, therefore, if he's not wearing pants, or if he's not wearing a belt, כן? He's just wearing like a jalabiya כזה, with nothing under.
A cloak.
Like a robe?
A robe.
Without a belt, like Muslims that they wear?
A hospital gown?
Yes.
Hospital gown, yeah. Right? With nothing, like before you go to surgery, you wear a hospital gown with nothing under it. Right? If the surgery is a... Mm-hmm. Okay? Because the person has to be completely exposed, because sometimes they have to deal with all kinds of things. So in that time, and it's all open, there's no belt between the top part of him, where the heart is and his leg. Okay? So then it's a super to daven, to pray, it's a super to learn Torah. But if he has even on the pants, which is with an elastic, which is tight on him, it's considered already
You can't put your hand that pushes the cloth onto your body. That was acceptable.
Yeah, but yeah, but.
Like if you put your hand like this.
Can but yeah, but.
Right.
Yeah, women also have this halakha. We'll see right now. But women also, they have also the same thing. Okay? Just like men. Therefore, but the problem with women is they have this issue every month. Go to the mikveh. When do you make the bracha in the mikveh? When you're in the water. And the heart sees the elbow. So what are you supposed to do? There's one or two things. If it's clear water, okay, and you can make it move all the water and it's not clear anymore, so then it's also good. Or hug yourself, like you said. Do like that. You hug yourself because it's also considered a barrier between the heart. Yeah.
I think if a woman sits down, though, she's not
closed. The Torah says to lay, if you lay down, the Mishnah says. Regarding Isha Kotzah Halata Uma. A woman could do a Fashas Chala when she's naked if she's facing down. Okay. So, by the way, also a person who's in the water, let's say he's in a mikveh, up to here. There's a lot of mikvahs. If you're in the water. But if the water is clear, you have a problem. But if the water is not so clear, you're in a mayan somewhere, which is not such clean, not such clear, to be clean, not clear water, there's dirt and you walk in, how it's all
stirred up.
Right? All the dirt is stirred up, is that the water stirred up with all the dirt and everything? So then in that case, you gotta make a bracha and bayah. Now, someone who's standing in his house and he's naked, and he puts his face outside the window, and he still can't make a bracha. The heart sees the elbow. Or if he's wearing a gown like we said, with nothing, no belt or anything, can't say a bracha. Now, if you're in a mayah, okay? Clean, clear water, crystal, yes, and you're naked. And but it's not very deep in Mayan, it's only up to here. So your elbow is in the water.
Up to your waist.
Up to your waist. Up to your waist, yeah. And your heart is above the water, and your elbow is in the water, and you close your eyes, and you let it make a breath.
Why is that?
Because the elbow is in the water, and the heart is out of the water.
But you have to close your eyes.
You should not be able to see.
Because that's a different element. There's two halakhas here, right?
Okay.
One makes a separation between the heart and the
eye. Right,
and the
other thing that
your eyes. And you should be looking.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, like we said already, if the water is clear.
The most you left them in the
heart. Amen. Eat. Okay. Now, if the water, again, is not clear, it's like dirty from sand and stuff, but it's clean water, then you can make a bracha even if the heart is inside the water. It's considered a barrier. It doesn't consider a hefsek also. But if the water is dirty, smells not good, you can't make any bracha around it. Smelly water. It's different halakha already.
You have to hold your hands like this?
Or if it's clear.
Just clear.
Or make the water unclear. How many hours?
What bracha would you make anyway?
Shahakon yavid baray.
You're drinking in the water?
You're drinking in the water.
You want to drink something?
Yeah, it's clean water, you're only drinking that.
What are you doing there naked anyway?
You went to the Tevel in the Mayan, the Kolan somewhere. By women, it's every month. What do you mean? They make a bracha in the water, right? Naked.
Yeah,
no, they make whatever bracha they make in the water. They say Hashem's name.
Whether in the water?
No? Or Arat Tevila. Arat Tevila? I don't know, I never did it. Soon, it's Hashem, soon. It's a measure we built it.
In the water, they do it?
Yes. And the woman, the mikvah lady, she takes a towel and covers their head. Because that's also Elva.
Also, they are that you do it immediately before going into the water.
What? Who does that?
Also, they are.
Oh, yeah?
That they, like, on the step before they get into the water, you still have a rope around them?
By Geirim, that's what they do. I've been to Geirim. And I saw by making people converts. So what I went with Frank. He told him to go in the water, dip once, come out, cover himself with a towel, make a bracha, and go back in.
Oh, so he wasn't in the water.
Yeah, this is a different story. But you don't have to dafka.
I think about I heard by a woman that she wears a cloak.
Abaya, yeah, because the area. Because the dayanin has to they have to see her tovel.
Right.
No, so they don't look until she's in the water.
Right.
In any case,
but
she wears a very wide,
loose
gown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they just see a dip and they leave. They don't have to see or anything else. Okay. So we said also, right, we said already also hugging your body is also considered hefsek. Also a woman. Yes, very good.
Is that where the posse comes from? Not the way to come over and hug yourself?
The prohibition to be in a place of elva. What does that mean? If there was any elva in front of him, some say that in order for you to make a bracha, you have to move your face completely from the direction. Where does this come? Almost for everyone, it could be coming about. You're in the Shabbos table and you have guests, and they don't cover the hair of the lady. It's elva. You can't make a bracha in front of her face. The question is, do I have to do like this? Like, she's there and I'm looking that direction? Or I can leave this direction, just not to look. Okay? The Maaseh, it's good to be machmir, not to look even in the direction of. Okay?
Turn your face.
Turn your face completely to the other side, not to look in the direction of the elva. Right? Or you have a guest came and she wears a... short sleeves above the malpik. That's already elva. Okay? Still don't make a bracha in front of that. Or the head uncovered. Malasot. Okay? So you're not going to embarrass people. So if you're able to look a different direction, you do a little kavanas. So it doesn't matter. So fine. But if you can, so fine. But don't look at. Look in the sitter. Where does it also come about many, many times?
On the bus.
In weddings. The Rav, he's from the Rabbanut, he comes. And the Kala, unfortunately, she forgot she's a Kala, she thought she's something else in the...
There's guests there.
Oh, there's guests.
Yeah,
the mother of the Kala, they wear Kecha all open. A woman, according to Halacha, they have to cover up to the two bones. If everyone has
the collarbone.
Yeah, everyone has two collarbones over here. They have to cover this. If the collarbone is covered, you're kosher. If not, you can't make a bracha on her front. Don't go check now, women. I want to have to check you now.
Are you coaching? To die.
Right.
No, but that's the major problem for weddings. I've been to weddings where...
Okay, Zabaya, we don't have to say what, but it's not new. So
I saw Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, he would not make... He said, he can. The women and the men...
Completely separate.
You would not make a... I mean...
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how.
Well, that means people won't even go to the
Savior. Yeah.
Won't even walk in the door if it's not separate. Who is this? Rav David Pinto.
Yeah. As a matter, but just telling you what to do, if you have a situation like that, the best thing if you could turn your face completely. If not, even if you can't, so at least you're giving a shear not to women. Okay? Avshalom used to give shir only to women in the beginning. No men used to come, only women used to come. So he asked, who? He said, what can I do? No, you have to go, just guard your eyes. But I'm sure they gave a cup of water and now he has to make a bracha. What direction will he put his face? Wherever his face is, there's women around him. And a lot of nets, news and the hair are covered. So what you do is you just close your eyes or look down. It's not, main thing is not to see. The best thing is not to even be the direction of. The main thing is not to see.
You have that problem on the bus also.
Okay.
Like if you want to learn on the bus, you want to drink on the bus.
So if you focus into the book.
Mayan
Bastetra, exactly. I close my eyes on the bus usually.
But you can sit up front, obviously.
Yeah, on buses. No, if it's a big bus, it doesn't bother me so much. But if you're on the local bus, there's seats are low. I close my eyes, nothing to do.
Yeah. Train
is bichlala balagan. In certain hours in the day, it's not much, it's a still the light, I think, you go on a train.
Yeah. I found that if you sit at like one end or the other, of the whole train, either very beginning or the very end, and you're facing...
The end of the train.
Right.
Close
or
to
the front of the train where the driver is. Right. Like you're right up to the wall, so then...
Yeah, better.
There are two safety zones.
But sometimes the situations where you can because it's all packed.
Yeah, that's
certain
true.
Times in certain stops also. Like
the middle of town.
From central bus station towards Beit Digan, you're pretty good.
Right.
From from the town towards this direction, you're pretty good. The whole area between
City Hall
and still the Hal Gazit is usually Yomash. Could be still delighted to go on the train in certain hours. Certain hours not a problem. Certain hours you go in the evening or early in the morning. Not many people on the train anyways. But if you go like
Rush hour.
Coming back from work or going to work, is that?
Right,
sure. Much, a lot of
traffic. There's also
tourists.
And pack, and there's a lot of very close.
That's the thing, it's easy to hide that way.
By the
heel? Yeah, you're going to touch many women. Ita. Eshetish. So. Suma. Even a person who's blind, completely blind from birth.
Total.
100%. Is not allowed to say anything of Kedusha in front of nakedness.
Not allowed to do what?
To say anything of Kedusha.
Say anything?
Of Kedusha, Torah, or Tefillah, or Hashem's name, brachas, in front of nakedness.
Oh, okay.
And just because everybody's doing it, not
everybody. No, it's not
population. I mean, it used to be a time when things were much more, if we look at, I don't know, the pictures of the 30s, even the going, when I remember first going to a woman, the 20s were, except maybe it's the girls, the younger girls, but older women, even 18 years old, they dressed at the very beginning, they were, and I thought that was thrown back into the 30s in America, the long dresses and long sleeves.
I have a picture of my father-in-law at a wedding, his relatives. In the early 30s, the women were wearing no sleeves.
Yeah, there is some of that also. But basically, a lot of the dress was a lot more severe. There was a right. I'm not saying it didn't.
And then we had the hide picture. It's a picture of our relatives, but we put it in a drawer.
Now they have these markers you can dress them up.
Now thinking Dusha. Is things of Kedusha is only when you speak. Think Kedusha, Sukim, Havanas, Kevak, whatever you want, you're allowed to in front of Erva. Okay? You have to be careful not to speak. The only place where you cannot really have a Yuhu of Divrei Torah is in the mikveh, in the place where people get dressed and undressed. In the mikveh itself, in the bor mikveh, if it's more than 10 tefachim deep, it's considered a separate room, right? A separate issue, separate domain than the place where people are getting dressed, because it's 10 tefachim deep. Okay, and therefore you're allowed to think anything you want to do inside the water, if it's 10 tefachim deep, which is most mikvehs which you have to pay for are like that. Okay, if it's not a mayan, the mayanot are very shallow.
So.
Okay, some are very shy to lay down all the way. So if there's people around you naked, you're in the same domain as them, you can't think anything Kedusha when you're in the water. But in most mikvahs which we go to, and even most mayanot, it's 10 tefachim deep, the pit, whatever you call the bowl, it's 10 tefachim deep, and you're allowed to think anything Kedusha. But once you get out, and you're in the place where people are getting dressed and undressed, over there, it's like a shirutim, it's like a bet amerchat, it's asur to think anything Kedusha in that place.
Well, I thought of Beit HaMikdash is because of Zuma, which is like the filth of it.
Yeah, but here beside of the nakedness.
We have a mikveh where you're dressing in clothes and you can allow to wear tefillin there. I think it's a place just where the shower is, where there's the filth, no?
In the place where everyone is naked?
No, that's forbidden.
Where someone knows some of that, so then you could.
Yeah.
The place where everyone's naked is also, for example, in the shower.
People standing up a lot, they make
them. Okay. So also, you cannot be yoytze if this person makes the bracha and answer amen, all these things. Yeah. Now, also very important, when you go to the mikvah, right? Another thing, asur to think anything, Kedusha, if a person's eivel is touching his thighs. Because it can cause him to urim and things. So he can't think of any douche at that time. Okay, so a person has to be careful. Can in the mikveh, is to, when he's in the water, and to crouch with his legs separated, not with his legs together. Stam, a separate halacha, which has to do with this, a separate halacha that we have to, that a person should wear underpants also, okay? But underpants are not allowed to be tight. It's true that underpants will be tight. It can cause a person to kishui eva, shelo letzorech. I tell you, all the modern, the goyish world, that's what they sell for men. It's very tight underpants. Boxer underpants, very tight. And halachically, you're not allowed to wear such underpants. You have to wear underpants which are loose on the person. You don't have to buy me'asharim ones. You could if you want, which are like basically other pants, shorts or whatever, very loose. But they have to be loose. So not tight. It's halacha. It's not exaggerations and not chassidus. Now, if a person, this is halacha which comes sometimes. Person is half naked. What does that mean? He has pants on, doesn't have a shirt on. Okay? Can you say bracha or not? Can you say bracha? Can you even say kriyat shema?
Bathing suit.
Okay, a bathing suit.
It's also
a listen, but even no, though.
It's a separation.
Yeah, even though you're allowed to, try to organize yourself either a t shirt or a towel over you or something.
Of course, you need a kippah.
More of a chubah. Kippah, but you can't mention Hashem's name without a head cover. But you cannot have a shmonesa, of course, without a top cover. Also, you have to have also a t-shirt on, otherwise you can't have a shmonesa.
You also job
with shorts, and if someone is used to wearing socks all the time, he's not allowed to have a shmonesa without socks. Unless someone is used to wearing socks all the time, he's not allowed to have a shmonesa without socks. Or he has to have closed shoes, whatever. If he's used to not wearing socks, he's allowed to daven with, and also he's allowed to daven with short sleeves, same reason. Not to be a chazan. If a person wears shorts, okay, he shouldn't be a chazan. And if he is a chazan, he should take a talit and wrap himself completely. Right? I see people do that, and then he can be a chazan.
I've seen some Baconesses, they just have sleeves.
Sleeves.
They have it up on the arm, and if somebody gets up there, he's wearing short sleeves.
He puts his friend on it.
So
it's halacha. It's a kvod atzibur.
Can you roll your sleeve up?
Yeah, but only up to the elbow. Not over the elbow.
Not over.
Does. You see how he does?
Yeah. I do it, but my watch band keeps ripping up my shirts.
I do it also for cleanliness. Always get the dirt
here. The plastic watch band.
Your
plastic watch band.
No. The
The knob.
Yeah, the matter of not saying anything of Gdusha in front of the Elva, in front of nakedness, is by all humans, also by Goyim. Okay? But not by animals. In front of animals, the Vesedah. No, you could think that if there's a dog around, so you can't say things like Gdusha. No, you're allowed to say things of Gdusha. If you have a dog in the house, then by yeah.
Okay. I think a pig you're not allowed because it's always rummaging around in the ashfa.
I say he stinks.
Now, maybe nowadays I don't know if they raise pigs.
They raise there's a farm in Israel. They raise pigs in the Carmel. So they sued them because according to Israeli law, you cannot. There'll be no pigs raised on Israeli land. So the guy won. The guy who raised the pigs. You know why? He put them on a platform. he won. It's a true story.
Yeah.
He said, it's written in the law. He had a great lawyer. The lawyer was a genius. He learned the law well. He said, it's on Israeli land. It's not on the land. I'm sorry. I raised it on platforms.
It's like the guy who counterfeited these shekel coins. And it says in the law, you can't counterfeit.
What's a counterfeit?
To
Zayef?
Yeah, Zayef.
Copy them?
Yeah. He had a little tiny circle. You see it? There's millions of little circles.
Which is different.
There, and he says, I didn't copy it. It's different. And he won. But they changed the law. you can see them. They would get a shekel. They had a little circle.
He probably brought down the worth of the shekel.
Yeah.
They're not around anymore so much. They used to be a lot more when we were young. When I was a kid, I remember them all the time.
Yeah.
He said it was a whole thing. He said it's forged. He said it's not real. So, ervat katan. Asur likro afilu kenegid ervat katan ben yomorat. Fifi shesh matirim katan imenor awi lebiya. צריך לחוש דברי העושים. כן? The only time really that you're allowed to make a bracha in front of an elva is in front of an elva of a bris. The baby, yeah. Because right now the brit is the mitzvah. It's an ever of a mitzvah right now. So you let us say the brachas, but only the brachas of the brit. Afterwards, there's brachas of the boy pra gefen and the bracha of koret brit. You should cover him already. There's no reason. Most poskim are machmir. Even the elva of a baby who's just born, not the standing bracha. So now that the baby came out, the yofi now make a tov ameti v'shechiyanu. No, wait till he's covered. Okay? If you don't have a choice and there's five babies running around naked now, then minchas fasting, fine, you're allowed to be samech on the mekel shita, or if you just look through the window and don't look at them. Okay, but the chatchila, you try to make sure that you
say. Well, we probably all had stories about that.
Okay.
We're all over
that. So, since we're not able to finish the next thing which we want to, so we're going to continue this. So, Hashem, I'm going to learn Briti Shalom a little bit today. We're going to chazek ourselves.